Thursday of the fourth week of Lent. The first reading is from Exodus chapter 32, verses 7 to 14. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once to your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt, for they have become depraved. They have soon turned aside from the way I pointed out to them, making for themselves a molten calf, and worshipping it, sacrificing to it and crying out, 'This is our God, O Israel, who brought you out of the land of Egypt.'" The Lord said to Moses, "I see how stiff-necked this people is. Let me alone then, that my wrath may blaze up against them and consume them. Then I will make of you a great nation." But Moses implored the Lord his God, saying, "Why, O Lord, should your wrath blaze against your own people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with such great power and with so strong a hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'With evil intent he brought them out, that he might kill them in the mountains and exterminate them from the face of the earth?' Let your blazing wrath die down. Relent in punishing your people. Remember your servant Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and how you swore to them by your own self, saying, 'I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars of the sky, and all this land that I promised, I will give you, your descendants, as their perpetual heritage.'" So the Lord relented in the punishment he had threatened to inflict on his people. This is the word of the Lord. Dear family, notice that Moses stands before God as a priest, interceding for the people. He could have said, "Fine, you're going to make a great nation out of me, so fine, just destroy them all, they deserve it." Sometimes we have that attitude towards sinners, don't we? But the Lord is pleased with the spirit of intercession when we care for sinners, because really that's what he wanted to evoke in the heart of Moses, because that is who God is, love and mercy, you see. And he's pleased with Moses on this account, and he is a sign really of what Jesus would do. Now let's go to the gospel. It's John 5, verses 31 to 47. Jesus said to the Jews, "If I testify on my behalf, my testimony is not true. But there is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in this light, in his light. But I have a testimony greater than John's, the works that the Father gave me to accomplish. These works that I perform testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf. But you have never heard his voice, nor seen his form, and you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures, because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify on my behalf, but you do not want to come to me to have life. I do not accept human praise. Moreover, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of my Father, but you do not accept me. Yet, if someone comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from the only God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who will accuse you is Moses, in whom you have placed your hope. For if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dear family, this gospel continues the one from yesterday. It's the Lord's defense when he's accused of working on the Sabbath and being a blasphemer because he makes himself equal to God. In the defense today, he calls witnesses because, according to Jewish law, one could not witness on his own behalf. And so the first witness he calls is John the Baptist. And he reminds them, you bask in his light. In other words, you were pleased to hear him at first. But when he gave testimony to me, of me, you did not follow through. Then he says, my next testimony is the work that I do, because this work doesn't come from me, it comes from the Father. Who else could raise the dead? Who else could heal the blind from birth? And so on. These amazing signs testify. This is God. And this is what Jesus is saying. Then he brings as a witness, the supreme witness is God himself. But he says, you don't listen to God. That means their hearts are blocked to the Holy Spirit. So the signs of John the Baptist, the witness of John the Baptist, the signs that Jesus performs, they are not enough for them to believe. Then he says, you know, one thing that is blocking you is that you're seeking praise from one another. And you're not seeking to really go to God. And so the whole religion has become a parapet, a way of showing off, of feeling importance, of showing your knowledge, your wisdom, your abilities in front of others to seek their approval. And in that case, then God cannot speak to you. This is the situation. And so finally he says, you pretend you believe in Moses, okay? If you really humbly listen to what Moses said, it would link you, it will lead you to see who I am. And that's why he says, your judgment will not come from me, it will come from Moses, whom you say you believe in. And so, my dear family, what is the teaching here for us? Jesus says you could be studying the scriptures and seeking knowledge and wisdom from them and still be blocked off. So that's not enough. We have to have a humble heart and allow God to speak to us beyond what we want to get out of it. You see, we can go to Mass, we can study scripture, read books, and get what we want out of it. And simply block off the rest. And in this way, God cannot tell us the truth. God bless you.